huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Do what you love and love what you do and turn your passion into a profession and become a billionaire. So Rihanna, the pop star, is now a billionaire. $1.7 billion net worth, £1.2 billion. Why should you even care or give a frickin' shit? So in the UK in recent years, there's been a bit of a campaign against billionaires. They pay no taxes. No one should be a billionaire. They take all the money from the poor. They're evil, greedy bastards. What do you think? I don't think people really understand the laws and natures of money. So when it comes to making money, you cannot make sustainable money without creating sustainable value and sustainable fair exchange. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. I'm actually going to just throw this out there. I think the world needs more billionaires. I think that there is a lack of billionaires. And I think if more people learn the behaviours, the tactics, the mindset, the skill set of billionaires and got themselves out of poverty and started to make some good money, they'd do a lot more good on this planet. Oh, but billionaires, Rob, they just take all the money from everyone. No, no, no. Billionaires are the ones giving it all away. So Rihanna, here's the interesting thing. She is the second most successful wealthy person in the entertainment industry behind Oprah Winfrey. Her net worth is now $1.7 billion, £1.2 billion. And you know what? Virtually not even a couple of hundred million, give or take, is from her pop career. So most of her money, I think $1.4 billion, is from her other brands. So she has a lingerie brand that I think has done, what, nearly 300 million or something like that. I think she has a brand called Fenty. But most of her money has come from her personal brand. Mark my words, most of her money has come from her personal brand. She has 100 million followers on Twitter, give or take, 100 million followers on Instagram, give or take. And so there are hundreds of millions of people who are getting value from Rihanna over and above just her singing, her dancing and her entertainment. She has commercialized her personal brand, monetized her personal brand. She's turned her reach into revenue, her ideas into impact, into income. She's turned her brand and her celebrity into products and services that create fair exchange. She's built trust with a lot of people, and now she's a billionaireess, second only to Oprah Winfrey in the entertainment industry. I think the world needs more billionaires. Now, most people say, oh, well, billionaires, they take from the poor. No, 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 no. This is not the universal law of money. A universal law of money states that money tends to flow from those who value it least, the broke, to those who value it most, the rich. Money also flows from consumers, the broke, to producers, the rich. So Rihanna is actually a producer. She is a producer of lingerie and products and services. A producer. Whereas people who buy them are consumers. So for sure, you want to make sure that you are producing and offering great value. So this whole myth around billionaires and that we don't need any of them. Oh, billionaires, they don't pay any taxes. I had that on one of my posts recently. Billionaires, they avoid tax. No, no. It's only corporation tax that some billionaires or billion-dollar corporations have managed to reduce. But there's so many other taxes. There's income taxes. There's national insurance here in the UK. There's business rates. Billionaires and billion-dollar companies generate so many different forms of taxation. So people have this ignorance around money. So if you think this content is useful, please hit the share button. Rihanna is a billionaire, and I personally think it's really inspiring. I think what Rihanna has done is showed you that you can have a dream. Rihanna is an example to 100 million people on Twitter and 100 million people on Instagram. You have a dream, you pursue that dream, you never let anyone put that dream out. You have a fire and an energy inside you. You entertain people, you find a way to offer value to people, and then you build a big community and following, and then you can set up other products and services that are useful to those people. Now, people don't buy shit that they don't perceive to be useful. People don't pay for stuff they don't perceived to be useful. Whether you perceive it to be useful is something different. But hats off to Rihanna and all that she does for the world. The world needs more billionaires, because billionaire, being a billionaire, is a result of fair exchange to vast numbers of people. Now, some people say, oh yeah, but there's people making a billionaire, you know, they're selling fizzy sugar water that kills people, or they're, you know, tobacco is cancerous or whatever. But these used to be valuable business models, but of course, business models change. So the billionaires of today and tomorrow are the people who are offering the values and the products and the services that are ethical and sustainable and scalable. And people are thinking about products that were 100 years old. So get with the program. If you want to make more money, offer great value to many people, build a loyal following, create a brand and an identity, leverage social media, and then be useful to a lot of people. We need more billionaires in the world. Hit the share button if you agree. By the way, I did this little analogy in one of my books. The book is called Money. And the analogy is that if a billionaire comes to Peterborough, billionaires, they just take money off everyone. No, if a billionaire comes to Peterborough and lands into Peterborough, Connington Airfield in his private jet, they get landing fees. They bring their entourage needs to be fed everywhere. I'm going to a nice sushi restaurant there in a minute. That'll be, so take my entourage there. There's a bill for £1,000. We tip £200. We hire cars. We go and speak at a venue. People come to pay to see us at the venue. And a billionaire creates more economy. And when a billionaire goes to a town or a city, just like if a big rock band goes to a town or a city, they bring industry and GDP with them, and they raise the frequency of energy, of money, and the economy. This is what billionaires do. People think of billionaires as consumers. No, billionaires are producers. We need more of them. Rihanna, you're a legend. Keep singing, keep selling lingerie, and keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration. Let me know what you think about Rihanna becoming a billionaire. Do you think we need more billionaires or less billionaires? Do you think all this negativity towards billionaires and being greedy consumers is right and fair? Or do you think that maybe I make some good points about them being a producer rather than a consumer? I wrote in my book, Money, a law of wealth. A law of wealth is value plus fair exchange times leverage. And if you want my law of wealth, I mean, you can read my book Money, that will help you. But essentially what you need to do is create something valuable, create a fair exchange environment where you can make margin selling it and they can get value buying it. And then you need to scale that to vast numbers of people. So the wealth formula, it is simple. It is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. The wealth formula is create something valuable, be of value, produce something. Create a fair exchange environment where you can make fair profit and they can get fair value. They perceive it to be a bargain and you make profit is the sweet spot. And then that needs to go from local to national to global. And when you have 100 million followers on Facebook and 100 million followers on Instagram and 100 million followers on TikTok, that is valuable to 100 million people. You just need a product that they're going to exchange their money for that's useful and valuable to them and they feel is a fair price, and you are a billionaire. Now, you could do that on a smaller scale and only be a 100 millionaire, or do that on a smaller scale and only be a millionaire. I support billionaires as long as they're doing things that are ethical and useful and valuable. But they always are doing things that are valuable, otherwise they wouldn't make the billions. Unless they're drugs barons, but even then, drugs are useful to quite a lot of people. So thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. Let me know what you think. Rihanna's just been announced as a billionaire, the second biggest person in the entertainment industry behind Oprah Winfrey. Hats off to you. We need to get a better dialogue out there about money. It's inspiring to think that you could do what you love and love what you do and turn your passion into a profession and become a billionaire doing it. And if we put those dreams out by saying that making money is evil and being a billionaire is evil, if we put those fires out, then what about the future billionaires that are going to change the world? Because a zero here can't change jack shit. Can't even change their pants. Only billionaires can make massive difference on this planet. Oh, well, you know, money's not everything. Money's not important. Why do people spend all their life working for it then? put that in your pipe and smoke it. Hit the share button. Let's get the dialogue out. Thanks for following my work. And I'll see you on the other side when you're all billionaires. Remember me when you're a billionaire. Cut me into your will. I'll just have 10%.
Hey, it's Rob again, and I need to own up to something. Entrepreneurs don't celebrate enough. I bet you don't. I know I don't. And we went through the 5-year anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur, which is a massive achievement, and the 600th episode, which again, how many podcasts have done 600 episodes? And we didn't even celebrate. So I want to celebrate the 600th episode and the 5-year anniversary with you. We have something new and special that I think you're going to love. Now, many of you who listen, you're on my Facebook supporter program. You get 10 pieces of content with me as a bonus over and above what the general public get. We have supporter-only meetups, socials, dinners. I do Ask Me Anythings every sort of 2 weeks or so live. We do Make Cash and social media challenges. You get discounts. You get to come to events and you get premium ticket upgrades and so much more. But what I've done to celebrate the 5-year anniversary, the 600th episode, is actually created a decentralized platform called rob.team. Many of you don't use Facebook. We're in a more modern decentralized age now. So if you go right now to rob.team, www.rob.team, you can join my supporter and rob.team program. You can choose whether you enroll on Facebook or the non-native decentralized platform that I've built specially for you. And for just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 premium pieces of content from me you don't get anywhere else, deep dive content. You get supporter and team only meetups, socials and dinners throughout the year. 2 weekly Ask Me Anything Live that I don't do in any public situation anymore. We do 7-day challenges about 5 times a year. Make Cash challenges, social media challenges. You get premium ticket upgrades, special discounts. I have 3 Facebook account managers. We often have Zoom meetings with them, and then we update you sort of from the horse's mouth live what they shared with us. Whenever we do events and webinars, we never do replays or recordings, but as a supporter and team member, you get those free. You get an extra 10% discount off any of my trainings. And get this, if you're one of the first 60, I can't do 600, you'll see why, then I'm actually going to do a 15-minute one-to-one personal call with you. And if you're one of the first 256, I've just set up a brand new Rob.team WhatsApp group where you'll get my mobile number and, you know, we can share strategies and tactics together. So go right now to www.rob.team. That's www.rob.team. First 50, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. I'm going to do that after your first month subscription. And, you know, it's going to take me a bit of time to do that, but I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. And the first 256, you get into the Rob.team supporters only WhatsApp group. There's loads of bonuses in there. This program has been running for 2 years. My 6-stage, 7-figure launch formula, which was a paid for course, it's in there. How to write a best-selling book course is in there. PAVA and social media manager and brand manager documents and job descriptions are in there. Marketing KPIs documents are in there. How to dramatically increase your fees. The book I'm writing, the up-to-date version is in there. There's so much content. It's only £5 or $5 a month. And I'm adding this new platform, Rob.team, to celebrate the 5th-year anniversary and the 600 episodes. And first 60, 15-minute one-to-one call with me. First 256, get into the exclusive WhatsApp group. So be quick, go now, because we have millions of subscribers and downloads and views a week now for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show across all platforms. So see you there at www.rob.team. Go now.